about the novel Rage, which is about a school hostage situation and shooting, and is alleged to have inspired similar real-life incidents. The remaining Bachman books have subsequently been released as standalone novels, except in the UK, where the collection is still published as a whole, albeit without Rage among its contents. The remaining novels include The Long Walk, about a futuristic dictatorship with a Hunger Games-like endurance walking competition, and Roadwork, about a man driven to extreme measures and the edge of his sanity after his work, home, and family life collapse. Both of these are worthy novels. Rage is as well, though it's certainly understandable why King chose to censor it. The best of the Bachman books, however, is The Running Man. The premise is, again, somewhat similar to The Hunger Games. In a future world overrun with economic and social strife, the game show of the title allows contestants to go anywhere in the world, but with professional hunters pursuing them. There are exactly 101 chapters counting down from 100 to zero, with the ending being one of King's most adrenaline-fueled and satisfying. Even though The Running Man is early writing, with the scope of King's works, is one of his most tense and action-filled outings. It is worth briefly noting that the movie version of The Running Man, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, bears little resemblance to the novel beyond the basic premise. Number 23. The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. This short novel has its detractors. It's mostly the story of a 9-year-old girl lost in the woods, the physical and mental challenges she must face and overcome, and her personal interior mythology, which both expands over the course of her sometimes surreal journey and helps her find and focus the mental wherewithal to keep going and complete the odyssey. Taking on the endless hurdles, many of them seemingly insurmountable, as they come. Naysayers find the young heroine too plucky, too verbose, and too knowledgeable for her age. But for others, this is exactly what makes Tricia McFarland so appealing. As usual with King, the story hooks the reader, at least those readers whom it does hook, with its specifics. Tricia's love of the Red Sox pitcher of the title, for instance. A detail which at first seems minor character building, but which eventually plays into the larger plot. While the novel takes the form of an episodic adventure, not unlike one that might have been written for boys in years past, think Treasure Island, Robinson Crusoe, or several of Jack London's novels, this Girl Against Nature story stands a lot of the old tropes on their heads. It certainly updates the survival gear. For instance, Trisha's primary resources are her Game Boy and Walkman, and prepackaged snacks, for instance. While it may not be to everyone's taste, some argue The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon is more YA than adult, and there is a pop-up book, albeit not one intended for your toddler, the novel stands as further proof that King has far more range than he's generally given credit for. Number 22. Cujo. The book that gave hundreds of canines across the globe their name. Most of the novel Cujo is a set piece. A woman and her young son trapped in a broken-down car in the dooryard of an isolated farm on a hot day with a rabid St. Bernard roaming outside. That is, more or less, literally the entire plot. There's some story set up to get Donna and her son Tad into the situation, as well as some asides showing the reader various aspects of King's fictional town of Castle Rock. And there are a few people looking for the mother and son, adding to the tension. But most of the book is centered in the car in front of the farmhouse. The setting is minimal, as it might be in a stage play. King has returned to this set-piece kind of storytelling a few more times in his career, notably in his novel Gerald's Game, which did not make this list, but which came quite close. The limited scope and scale of the novel is an interesting counterpoint to King's huge, sprawling works, like his It, or The Stand, or the Dark Tower series. In King's hands, the claustrophobic setting only adds to the tension rather than limiting it. King discusses Cujo in On Writing, saying he doesn't remember writing very much of the book as it was created while he was battling a heavy drinking problem, but adding that he likes the novel and wishes he could remember enjoying the writing process. It should be noted that many readers have a problem with the ending, which was indeed changed quite drastically for the popular 1983 filmed version. Number 21. Duma Key. This is another novel that fans hailed as a return to form.